Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our very small planet, and also what we can look for in our island skies. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips for our report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. For this week, stargazers, look out for Jupiter rising in the east at around 8 p.m. Alternatively, if you are rising early in the morning, you will be able to spot Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in the dawn sky. The moon is rapidly approaching its full phase this week. Its bright presence in our skies will make stargazing a little challenging, especially from the city.
Now, there was a big discovery that happened last week, and it was a little tricky to figure out. Perhaps you can kind of put it into layman's terms, this thing with the waves, the gravitational waves in space. What's the story with that?
So the recent confirmation of gravitational waves propagating throughout our universe has made waves in the astronomical community. This new discovery is set to change the way we view our universe forever.
Let's start with the basics. What are the gravitational waves, Christopher, and how do they form?
Well, gravitational waves are ripples in the fabric of space and time. And like most things in the universe, they are completely invisible to us. The waves themselves form as massive objects like stars and black holes move through space and time. A way to visualize this would be a still pool of water. And then imagine throwing rocks into the water and watching the ripples propagate as the stone enters it.
And so the stone is going into the water in this analogy, really far away from us in the universe, basically. And then we're getting the ripples from that.
That's absolutely right. But hopefully in the future, our detectors will be sensitive enough to measure gravitational waves that are very near to us instead of very, very far away.
What is the thing that's generating it? Like in our analogy, someone's throwing stones, that's making the wave. How is the wave starting?
So what's generating this is anything with mass. That could be a star, a planet, it could be me and you.
We'd have to be pretty big though, right? So it's something pretty big out there that's doing it.
That's right. And these gravitational waves that we've detected have come from massive black holes. These are truly massive objects, many, many times more massive than our own sun. But hopefully in the future, as technology improves, we'll be able to detect gravitational waves from much less massive objects.
And no threat of these things interfering with the planet? It's not like one of those solar bursts of energy?
No, there's no danger from these whatsoever. These are a perfectly normal function of the universe around us.
Well, thank you very much, Christopher Phillips. That was a fascinating report.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.